Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and we have with us today Meredosine Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Kathy Gal. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm having a fine day. How about yourself?
Doing great.
The coffee's kicking in, so I think I'm going to do all right. Let's see. We are carrying on with the theme of the month, which is financial literacy, and you've got some information for us. It's not just for grown-ups.
Exactly. You know, we talk a lot about finances and budgeting as it relates to us as adults, but really the concepts of earning money, spending it, sharing it, borrowing it, saving, all of these are important concepts for kids to understand as well. Some of these concepts are easier for younger kids to understand than others. So, for example, spending is easier to understand than saving, and especially easier to understand compared to borrowing. So conversations that we have with our kids and activities related to each of these different aspects of finances helps children understand how money, time, and talents evolve and how they're an important part of our life, as long as we are taking into consideration the concepts that the kids can understand based on their skill level. So, for example, children can understand the concept of earning relatively early on in their development, and it's not just necessarily related to money. So if we think about this in terms of examples of rewards that we give for positive behavior, such as getting to do something they enjoy for a longer amount of time, if you get this task or this project done or whatever we're asking that child to do, then that may translate into, you know, 5 more minutes on the playground at the park sort of a thing. So we're already beginning to teach some of the concepts in ways that are not related to money. And so we want to move over and make sure that we're also instilling this information in our children about finances. So as kids get older, they can even begin to earn money, but we also have to be wise and cautious when we teach kids about using money and paying for behaviors. One guideline that parents need to understand is if we are going to compensate children for their labor, so if they're going to be able to earn their money, we want to make sure that we are not paying them to do chores that would be considered part of being a member of the household. So for example, if we are paying a child to set the table for the family before dinner time, then that is really not showing that is something that's integral to you live in this house and there are chores that we expect you to do just simply because you live in the household. So we have to be careful and pick and choose what we are going to give that allowance for. If it is something that's routine, keeping your room clean, helping with laundry, all of that, then we want to be cautious about assigning money to that. It's always a good time to talk about kids and finances. What we want to do when we talk to them is really get them off to a smart start. Teach your kids how to get started saving and spending money wisely. So we're to the point where we're beginning to earn money through those chores, and so we are going to then turn around and say, okay, now that I'm earning money, what do I do with that money? So the first thing that we want to look at is a save, spend, share approach. So we want to encourage our child to save at least 10% of the money that they've earned through different tasks and projects. Then we want to encourage them to donate at least 10% to a charity of their choice and then allow them to spend the remaining 80% how they would like to spend it. A good thing to encourage kids to begin in that saving mode is to open a bank account for the child. Bank accounts are something that we have as an adult, and so it's good to start the kids off with a simple savings account. Most of our financial institutions have fun accounts for the kids. I remember my daughter had one. It was called the Fun Buddy account. So we got it started out for her to give her that sense of being able to save money. We also want to, and part of this save, spend, share, is really help the kids identify what it is that they want to purchase. We can provide choices for younger children and help guide them in their thinking somewhat. So instead of looking at what would you like to spend your money on, really focus it down to, okay, would you like to purchase this item or that item? and then help them understand whether they have enough money to purchase the item, how much money they'll need, and how much more do they need to put aside for that item, or what are they going to do with any funds that are left over after they purchase that item. Another thing that I like to keep in mind with that, too, and I think about my granddaughter who last year she wanted a Nintendo Switch. She was just super excited about it, but her mom and dad said, if you want this, you know, this is more expensive than a traditional toy, and so we want you to save your money up and purchase it. Well, then the next part that they taught her was, okay, after you save up your money and you purchase this, keep in mind there are going to be costs associated with it because you're going to want games for it. So taking that even to the next step and the further step out from that, explaining how your money investing in that particular item may result in you spending additional money down the road. And last but not least, we really want kids to learn by our examples. So as adults and parents, we want to live within our means, be open with our budget to the sense that it, you know, makes sense for the kids to know. So we don't need to tell them every individual bit of information about finances, but not be afraid to share that information with the kids. We have a budget to stay in. You know, we really need to do that. So splurging on something is okay once in a while, but we can't do that every time, and we can't purchase you everything that you want to have. And share information on what it costs to purchase their clothes, to purchase their food. Take it along when you go shopping so that they can see firsthand. And just really demonstrate that trade-offs and choices are available as we spend our money. And just to encourage them to do that wisely.
I hear that. Talking about having the kids in on the family finances and teaching them to save and things like that reminds me of a story I heard. There's a house in town that has an elevator in it, and the kids in the family overheard their parents talking about, you know, some relatively minor but noticeable financial difficulties. The parents came home to find the kids selling elevator rides at a nickel a pop to some of the other neighborhood kids because they wanted to help contribute.
I love that story.
I thought that was pretty neat, too. Like, mom and dad are having trouble? We can help.
Very good lesson in entrepreneurship as well.
Yep. And why you should be careful about, you know, just how much detail you give your kids, because they might take the ball and run with it if they don't have enough information to go on.
Exactly. And they might run in a direction that is probably
very unexpected.
Exactly. Well, just a reminder, anybody who's looking for information on how to help their kids with their finances, feel free to reach out to us here at the Merida Zene Extension District. I can be reached by phone at 913-294-4306 or by email at kgoul@ksu.edu. I would be more than happy to provide any information I can.
Much appreciated, and we look forward to hearing more. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Horticulture and Natural Resources Agent Amanda Grollo.